Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Sharon, today it's a privilege to have with us on Connected Apostle Joe Porozich from the Morgantown Faith Center in Morgantown, West Virginia. Welcome, sir.
It is good to be here with you both today. Wonderful.
Mm. And what are we talking about?
You know, we're going to talk about something regular in Christianity, the Holy Spirit. Mm. That's exciting.
Amen.
Oh, I get excited to think about the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Amen. You know, we don't talk about the mystery because we really usually don't understand. How are you going to talk about a mystery? You don't know how it works. But there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when I think of God, you know, everybody thinks of him as Father because Jesus said when you pray, he said, our Father. And Jesus, we've seen lots of pictures of him. I don't know how accurate they are. Nonetheless, we have an image of Jesus, right?
Amen.
I mean, they make movies about him. You can identify. Yes. You have a concept. But what about the Holy Ghost? Jesus described him as the wind. And the wind, you see the results, but you never see the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, when I think of the Holy Spirit, you know what an executor of it is in a company? They execute everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think of him a lot like that.
That's right.
He executes everything that goes on.
That's right.
And it's funny how he's not really even talked about. You know why he's not talked about, though? He never talks about himself.
That's right. That's right.
So he's really doing an excellent job because, you don't know, he's doing it. He's doing it and representing another.
Mm.
I thought, isn't that something? How would you like to be so good at what you did that nobody knew you did it? But it was done.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, and Jesus said he'll testify of me.
Mm-hmm.
He'll testify of me. And I love Jesus. He said, when you've seen the Father, you've seen me.
Right. That's
and
right.
So they're three in one.
Right.
They're three in one. It's just hard to wrap our mind around that.
I don't try to. I enjoy it. I enjoy the benefits. I have learned to live knowing that I'm not going to understand.
That's right.
And that's I'm okay. And, you know, I've said this on other shows, and I go, you guys know this. They say we use 10% of our brain. If you're 90% deficient, you ought to be glad you understand anything. I'm joking, but you get the point.
Yes.
My goodness, if you're only operating at 10, 11%, how are you going to understand it anyhow? You ought to be glad you understand a few things that you do. And it's okay to accept him by faith.
That's
amen?
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what Dr. John Polis and I were discussing recently on one of the Connected programs, of course, and that was about the sixth sense. And we move out of the senses, the sense realm, and we move into faith. And
amen.
Everything is operated by faith.
By faith.
The power of the Holy Ghost. And I like to say it this way. When you're talking about the third person of the triune Godhead or the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, how do we know that Jesus Christ arrived safely in heaven? Because the Holy Ghost arrived safely on the day of Pentecost.
Oh, yeah, he went home and God dispatched the Holy Ghost right down here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
We're
going to
come right back and pick this conversation up in just a moment.
They may trample on his cleansing blood, but it's On that famous tree of Calvary, God's redemption was displayed. Though the world promotes a lie and boldly states their case, they will never change the gospel. It is still the only way. They may stalk the cross, criticize the Christ, the Lamb of God.
The World Lighthouse Worship Center would like to invite you to Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door, beginning April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. Special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino.
I believe when we get a revelation of a difference, we'll begin to pray like never before and to receive like never before. The reason most people are frustrated and don't pray is because they're not seeing the evidence of their prayers. But when we get a revelation that nothing happens unless we pray. Children are not birthed into the kingdom of God until we pray. The church does not move forward until we pray. The kingdom of God is not advanced until we pray.
Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Early registration is underway, so visit us online at worldlighthouse.org to register or for more information.
Sharon, we're back with a special friend of ours from Morgantown Faith Center in Morgantown, West Virginia. And, of course, that is our friend Apostle Joe Perosic. And we're talking about the Holy Ghost. And, man, that's my favorite subject, the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost coming since Pentecost. Ever since that time, everybody's talking about the cross, and it's good to talk about the cross, and that's what the Apostle Paul preached, Apostle Joe, and of course that was Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hallelujah. But I like to say Him risen from the dead, Him ascended to the right hand of power, Him sending the third person of the triune Godhead, the Holy Ghost, And he's been here since Pentecost.
Amen. I liked all your topics just now. They were all, I was thinking of all of them. You're going through them. I think every one of those is good. Amen. But I love the word. I don't know. I know you do. Amen. The word. Yeah, where would we be without a reference point that doesn't change?
Amen.
That I could tie off my decision making to the word of God and become a good decision maker. Well, anyway.
That was one of the last things that Jesus said before he left. He told them, it was an order, it was a command, go to Jerusalem, tarry until you're endued
with power.
With power. And speaking of the Holy Spirit that would
Amen.
Come. Yeah.
Amen. You know, every book in the New Testament except 2nd and 3rd John refers to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. There's a reference in there somewhere. And I was thinking of how the Holy Spirit seems to be at the beginning of everything. You know, in the beginning in Genesis, you know, he moved upon the face of the earth and he formed it. The church in the book of Acts, where the Holy Ghost was involved with its conception. What I think is funny, though, it seems like when he starts it, he gets moved out. The very person who starts things kind of gets excluded from the activity once it gets going. You know, I mean, it's kind of like the founders. Mm-hmm. I forget the name. Oh, it was Men's Warehouse. I just saw in the news where about a few months ago they got rid of the founder of the company and they voted him out as the chief executive officer or the president. And I realized that you can found things and get moved out. And I felt like in a lot of times in the church, he gets moved out. And yet like he'll start healings and manifestations and people will start to come to church.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll get excited and say, oh, there's a move of God over here. We got to go over there. And they come over there and then it turns into a program.
Yes, that's right.
And it moves away from the very thing that it started out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it like this. It says, since programs can be understood by the natural mind, they are widely accepted in the church as a whole. But you see, the Holy Ghost is like the wind. You have to believe it. You can't perceive it until he reveals it to you. So people have a tendency to gravitate toward what they understand.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost, you have to get to know him.
Uh-huh.
You can't just understand him. They say you never understand a woman. I believe that's right. But anyway, it's a lot like that.
A lot like the Holy Ghost.
Okay. But you get the point. The point is you got to get to know him.
Yes.
Just like you got to get to know your friend or know
uh-huh.
anybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's easier to watch a TV program and think that's what life is supposed to be like
sure.
than it is to go live it and find out what it's really like.
Well, I love what you said about the Holy Spirit. He founded the church. He founds every move of God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit was involved.
Right.
But then we get our brains in the way, that 10% that's functioning, and we begin to say, well, this is how it ought to be now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're in control. We don't let the Holy Spirit move as he wills.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And they take the very thing that was working, and it just becomes dead.
Uh-huh.
And you have, you know, this. You have a form of godliness with no power.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's right.
And then you just have religious tradition. And that's, you know what, it's really bad about that the most, really? Going to church every Sunday and just sitting there like a rock mm-hmm. and nothing happening and going home in the name of religion.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm the kind of guy, I could stay home. I don't have to go do that. That probably sounds terrible.
I'll second that, brother.
You'll second it. I don't have to go to feel good. So
about
I'm
yourself.
Justified. I'm not justified by my church attendance.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm justified because of his blood
uh-huh.
and he died for my sins.
Praise God.
End of story. And I would be a Christian if there were no churches to attend,
uh-huh.
if there was no place to go, because God is right.
Uh-huh.
And I like being around God. He's righteous. He's fair. He's merciful.
Uh-huh.
I would serve him if there wasn't any place to attend at all.
And you got that all from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, we only have a few moments left, but what do we do to rectify the problem? I mean, the church right now, I hate to say it, but our founding fathers of the faith, they would probably turn over in their grave to see how the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit has been pushed
yeah,
out. I'm talking
right.
about churches that were founded on the move of God. In fact, I heard one preacher say, if you're not going to believe in the Holy Spirit, not just in doctrine, but in practice, take the sign off your, you know, change your sign. Yeah. What do we do to get back? Can we get back?
Well, I always go back to basics, even like when I was in business or when I can't do something, I always go back and do the fundamentals over again.
Uh-huh.
So to me, it's kind of like this example. Think about it. The government has gotten add on. We don't even know what its function is anymore because it's been added on to so much. And I just feel like that's what humans do. That's what man does is he mm-hmm. complicates everything. Mm. And the simple things are the best things. And I think if we would just simplify and go in the order of I was a sinner, I got saved, I couldn't save myself, so Jesus saved me, and get filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to have a relationship. What do you do when you start having marital problems? You go take a class and it takes you back to the fundamentals of being married, what it is to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as complicated as we've made it to be. I think we can just go back and do our first works again, our stuff.
What you're saying is so true. To interject to that thought is this. When we go back to the original foundation of being saved, sanctified, whether you believe in instantaneous or progressive, baptized in the Holy Ghost, when we were preaching those things back in the 80s,
yeah,
during the tail end of the charismatic move, God was moving in such a way, there was true revival going on everywhere, in every church.
Well, you can, this is, if nothing, I've learned this while walking with God. There could be no revival, and I could be having one in my own personal life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could be winning souls. Laying hands on sick people. When I was a automobile dealer, I remember people come in, and I got to pray for sick people, prayed for a guy who had a brain tumor, and he got another year. It subsided for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The point was, I was a believer, and these signs followed them that believed.
Amen.
I didn't have to have any titles and all of that. I was able to minister to people just as a believer.
Yes.
That's the most fun, just being a Christian.
Yes.
And we've made it complicated with all the other stuff.
Yes. Amen. I have so enjoyed having you here today. And every time you and your wife come and join us at Connected, Morgantown Faith Center, where is your church located?
Well, it's 5 miles from Sheets in Star City going toward Mount Morris on 19. We've been out there 2 or 3 years. Our office is in town in our old building. We remodeled it and made offices out of it, and we just used the new building for services. And we have a arsenal school, what we call arsenal school, coming up. It's training for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I'm going to tell everybody. It's obviously a fivefold ministry conference, and it's on Friday, March 14th from 7 to 9:30, and Saturday the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's open to the public. I encourage you to get your pastor's permission if you do want to come. If you're that connected to your church, you should.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come and learn some things. But I'm real big on order in the house. So,
you
know, to me, you got to be connected. You got to work it out with your pastor. So I'm okay. You know.
Awesome. Awesome. And, of course, that will be on the calendar of events as well for people to hear. So good to have you.
Thank you.
It was so awesome today having Apostle Joe Perosich from the Morgantown Faith Center with Sharon and I on Connected. And it was an incredible time talking about the power of God, talking about the Holy Spirit, and just having informal discussion. We had an awesome time together. We're looking so forward to he and his wife, Pastor Rena Perosich, coming back one day soon and being back on Connected again. There are so many of you out there that have needs in spirit, soul, and body. And I want to take this time right now to just say to you that I believe that each and every prayer request that has come into the radio station over the last couple of weeks that has not been mentioned over the air, I know for a fact has been prayed about behind the scenes. So I believe that Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is in the scene, on the scene, and behind the scenes. And he is doing some phenomenal things in each and every one of our lives. If you're sick in your body today, as a point of contact, I want you to stretch forth your hand toward the radio right now in Jesus' name, and through the law of contact and transmission, I believe that the healing power through the prayer of agreement is going to take place. Father, in the blood name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for every listener right now that happened to tune in to today's edition of Connected and heard Apostle Joe expounding on the Word of God and having conversation concerning the Holy Spirit. And it's the same Holy Spirit right now that's going into homes, going into automobiles, into office buildings, into schools, wherever you may happen to be listening right now. The Holy Spirit is going to heal you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as you heard Apostle Joe say, the Holy Spirit is the executor of the Godhead. And in Jesus' name right now, you are healed. So just claim that healing. Believe it. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes you were healed. Isaiah 53:5 says, with his stripes you are healed. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all destruction. For what the enemy meant for your destruction, God's about to do a turnaround in your life for your good. Trust him today, not only as your healer, but as your Savior and your Lord. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior right now, pray this prayer with me to receive Christ. Say, Heavenly Father, I admit to you today that I'm a sinner. Father, I thank you that Jesus Christ came to this world to seek and to save that which is lost. I'm a part of that crowd, and I no longer want to be lost, but I want to be saved. I want to become born again. And right now, according to your word in Romans chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10, with my mouth, I confess Jesus Christ. With my heart or my spirit man, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he's alive. And right now I confess Jesus Christ as both the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, come in right now and save me. In your most holy name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, we want to hear back from you and rejoice with you that your name is now written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Phone us up during regular business office hours, 301-895-3292, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and tell someone on the other end of the line, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be healed this day in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.